Well, Jane asked Joyce Lane, the movie actress living with the Aces, to vamp Marge's boyfriend, Neil Williams. Jane hoped this would spur Marge on to marrying Neil at once. But Marge, to teach Jane a lesson not to meddle, switched the plan and got Joyce to turn her allure on Mr. Ace and give Jane something to worry about. So far, the flattered Mr. Ace seems to be falling, but Jane hasn't noticed. Our scene now is the Ace's living room the following night, where we find Mr. Ace. Jane enters from the next room.
Yes,
what is it?
Joyce wants to take a walk around here someplace. She says it's dark enough and nobody will know her.
Well?
Well, she wants you to walk with her.
Oh, she does. Well.
Yes, I was just in there. She and Marge are talking and laughing. Honestly, it's disgusting.
What's disgusting?
Oh, the way Marge can sit there and be so friendly with Joyce. She ought to be jealous of the way Neil called Joyce sweetheart last night. Things like that.
Oh, I see. Your little plan doesn't seem to be working.
Honestly, some people, they don't know what's going on, even when it's as plain as day and night. Marge doesn't know, I'm sure. She doesn't know that Joyce is trying to steal Neil away from her.
Well, I don't believe Joyce has been concentrating very hard on Neil, has she?
Why, didn't you hear Neil last night, the way he called her sweetheart?
Yeah, but that was Neil.
Well, it's the same thing. Marge should be getting jealous, and she isn't. Can't you see how Joyce is paying attention to Neil?
Well, I don't think Joyce is paying any of the attention to Neil. She's, well, I don't know, but seems to me as if she paid more attention to me than to Neil.
You? Oh, you.
Well, what about me?
You? Oh, dear.
Well, wait a minute now. If you want to know the truth, I think Joyce has taken a sort of liking to me. I mean, I guess I'm different from the type of man she's been used to meeting, and I guess that she, she's sort of intrigued by...
Well, enough joking around. I'm curious about Marge.
What do you mean, joking around? I resent that, sloughing me off as if it were entirely impossible that Joyce Lane couldn't get interested.
All right, dear. If you want to feel like Joyce likes
it. What do you mean, if I want to feel like it? I can see that she...
All right, dear. I said all right.
Well, all right. After all, I'm not an old relic around here.
All right. Anything to make you humorous.
What?
But getting back to Marge, what are we going to do? Somebody's got to tell her, I guess. I can tell her. Maybe I will.
Tell her what?
Tell her that Joyce is vamping Neil away from her. That's it. I think I'll do it. I'll do it now when you take Joyce out for a walk.
About that walk, Jane. Was that your idea that I take her out?
Okay.
I mean, how did it come up that I was to take her out for a walk? Did you suggest me, or did...
No, she said she wanted to go out for some air.
Yes, I know, but I mean about me going with her. Did she ask for me, or...
Well, I said she couldn't go alone because she didn't know the neighborhood around him. She might get lost.
Then did she suggest that I take her?
Yes, I think she did.
Oh, she did, huh?
Well, at first she said she was going with Marge, and Marge said Joyce wouldn't be very interested in walking with her.
Oh, then Marge was the one who said that I should go with her.
Yes, and Joyce said, oh, that's wonderful. Can I go with him, she said to me, and I said, why, sure, if you want to. And she says, do I? And I
oh,
said...
Oh, she seemed quite pleased that
oh, well, here she is. Hurry, dear, and get your coat on.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Ace, we're walking together in the moonlight, I hear.
Yes. Jane was just telling me that you wanted to go walking.
No, I do so much. There's a full moon tonight.
Oh, is that a... Well, I'll be right with you. I'll get my coat and... I'll only be a minute.
Well, walking in the moonlight. Romantic, isn't it, Jay?
Well, I don't think you ought to walk in the moonlight, Joyce.
Why? Don't you trust him?
Who?
Your husband.
Yeah, oh, yes. But I mean, if you walk where it's so light, somebody might know you.
Oh, Jay.
Oh, I give a what?
Oh, nothing.
Well, somebody might. I'll tell you what. Why don't you wear those dark glasses? I've got a pair I can lend
you. Oh, never mind, Jane. I have a pair.
Well, you better put them on, especially if you're going to walk where it's too much moonlight.
Oh, nobody will know me, Jane.
Well, all right, but don't go too far.
Don't go too far? Well, that all depends.
Depends on what?
Oh, on your husband, of course.
Oh, well, he'll take you wherever you want to go, but I don't think you ought to go very far from around here. Just around the house, because up by the boulevard, there's a lot of lights in the stores and the picture theaters.
Okay, I'm ready when you want to go.
Well, I'm ready now. Let's go. Oh, you're so kind to bother with me.
Bother? Why, it's a pleasure, I assure you.
Oh, you're just saying that to be nice.
Oh, no.
Oh, what glorious moonlight. Your moon dust brings to me. I must warn you.
It does me, too.
May I take you home?
Well, I don't see what you've got have to laugh about Marge.
No, you will.
Oh, yes? Well, wait till I tell you something. The laugh will be on the other foot.
Yes? Tell me what?
Well, it's behind me if a girl like you can't see what a girl like Joyce Blaine is trying to do to a fellow like Neil.
Really? That's funny. I was thinking it's the same. A girl like you can't see what a girl like Joyce is trying to do to a fellow like Abe.
That's the same thing I said. I just said that, Mark. A fellow like me?
Oh, you finally got it, did you?
That was. What do you mean? I'm talking about Joyce trying to steal Neil away from you.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, no? Well, you heard the way they talked to each other last night and the way she looked at him.
Well, that doesn't prove a thing.
It proves it convulsively. And if you can't see it, well, I don't know what.
I only see she's out walking with your husband now.
The way Neil called her sweetheart last night.
And gurgling about the moonlight, doing things to her.
And the way he called her beautiful.
And you gorgeous. Telling her she shouldn't go too far, and she's saying that all depends on your husband.
And the way Neil said. Yes, what does she mean by that?
Well, you figure it out. You're always sitting around worrying about Neil and me. Now pay attention to your own troubles.
What troubles?
What troubles? Well, if it's all right with you to have Joyce Blaine going after your husband the way she is.
My husband, Mark, you have this wrong. It's Neil that you said.
Oh, stop worrying about Neil and stop worrying about me. Didn't you just see the way she acted? May I take your arm? Didn't you hear that just now?
Yes, but I didn't dream that
you... Well, stop dreaming and wake up.
But do you think you do a thing like that to me?
She's Joyce Blaine, isn't she?
Yes, sir. How about him? Do you think that he... Oh, Marge, do you think that
I think any man would be flattered having a girl like Joyce Blaine paying attention to him. After all these years of being just a married man and then having a glamorous girl like Joyce suddenly making eyes at him, why?
But he's different.
Oh, no, it's ego, then.
He wouldn't go.
Oh, wouldn't he, though? I'll bet right now she's looking up at him with those soulful eyes.
Oh, Mars, do you think really?
Now, you stop worrying your head about me and Neil. You picture Ace out there with Joyce Blaine walking together.
And so the main reason I wanted to get you out here for this walk, Mr. Ace, is to tell you that Mark and I decided that you wouldn't be falling for this idea of my luring you as quickly as we thought we would. He has such implicit faith in you that she, well, she just won't see what otherwise would suspect in a minute. So we decided that you ought to be told what's going on. So you're overacted a little. See what I mean?
Oh, I see. This was all just a sort of a little plot.
Oh, yes.
yes.
Oh, Marge was so provoked at James meddling in her life and Neil so often that, well, she thought she'd teach Jane a lesson. Once and for all, to make her stop worrying whether she and Neil got married or not.
Oh, I see. So you've been sort of acting all this time.
I'm a very good cameraman, and I always flattered myself I was a pretty good actor.
Yes, I think that was a four-star performance.
But Jane evidently didn't think so. Keen, at least she shows no sign of it. So if you'll cooperate in our scheme and overdo the attention you paid to me, Keith?
Yes, I see what you mean.
You know, there were times when I thought you suspected all along. That some of the things you said or did.
yes, I did suspect that there was...
You did?
Yes.
I thought so. I can read men like a book.
Why, sure, I had a hunch all the time, because after all, a girl like you and a stay-old married man like me...
I thought so, but I wasn't sure. I told Marge that I thought you knew all along, and you were glad of a chance to show Jay that you really had a bargain
Why,
with it.
Why, certainly.
That silk dressing robe you wore last night.
Yes.
Oh, that was the giveaway.
Yes, that was the giveaway.
Everybody got it with Jay. That's trouble. Now, I think if you overact to him, you can be one.
Overact?
Yes, just overdo it, as you would a car.
Yes, come on. Think about it, Marge. The more I see the
Of course you do. I knew you would.
To think that he... Oh, well, I'm just unspeakable.
Well, I knew it would give you something to think about, I hope.
I see it all now. That's what she meant when I said don't go too far.
Of course, yes.
And she said that all depends on your husband. Oh, what I'll tell him. Married 8 years, giving him the best years of my life. Well, four of the best, anyhow.
Only four?
Well, it's nothing to laugh about, Marge. You shouldn't laugh. You're my best friend. You should tell me what to do, not just stand there laughing at a time like this.
Well, personally, I don't think you ought to be so mad at Abe.
Not be so mad. After all, it wasn't her fault. I can't be mad at her. I don't blame her. No. After all, I can't blame her for trying to get him, can I? He's so nice and
So that's the angle you're taking, is it?
Well, sure it is. It's his fault. Well, if I don't tell him a... No, I won't either. I won't let him know I even care. He'll see. So that's how much he cares for me. After all these years and 2 months. Well, if he's going to act that way, I guess I can, too.
Meaning what?
You'll see. He'll see. It won't worry me. I'll just act as if nothing happened. I'll be gay.
Oh, you'll be gay.
Sure I will. He'll never know. I'll just laugh and have a good time and be gay every now and then.
They're back.
Well, they're here. Oh, well, I don't care. I'm happy. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, Jim, you're bearing up quite well. I'll let him in.
Well,
Baxter,
too?
Yes, it's going
to be
chilly, you
told.
Yes, it is getting colder these nights.
Enjoy your walk?
Oh, I loved it. You should have come along,
Marge.
You see,
Jim. Me? Oh, I couldn't. I was, Well, I was expecting a phone call.
Oh, I see.
Who from? Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Well, where did you do what? You were gone such a short while.
Oh, I don't know. We went pretty far, didn't we, Miss Jane?
Oh, yes, we covered a lot of
things. Oh, you went pretty far.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yes, we covered quite a distance.
Oh, really? Well, distance ends in Jackson, they say.
What?
Of course, none of this neighborhood is familiar to me.
Oh, really? Well, familiarity breeds a cat, they say.
What is he talking about?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Mighty brave acting on James' part. Just how she combats the glamorous Joyce, we learn when next we meet the easy